This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, caution ahead of the union budget, uninspiring quarterly earnings and also mixed global cues continue to keep the Indian markets under pressure as key equity indices, Sensex and the Nifty, settled lower by 0.5% today. Now, Nifty closed in the red for the fourth consecutive session, while Sensex extended the loss into the third consecutive day. Now, after registering a positive opening today, market benchmarks failed to hold gains as investors stayed on the sidelines awaiting the union budget. Now, besides the December quarter numbers of some of the blue chip companies in mixed global cues, failed to infuse positivity into the markets. Now, with a loss of about 208 points or 0.5%, Sensex finished at 41,115 levels, and on the other hand, Nifty closed the day at 12,106 levels, down 63 points or 0.5%. Now, the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices also closed 0.3% and 0.13% lower respectively in trade today. Apart from this, if you really need to focus on how the Nifty gainers were trading today, in fact, the top Nifty gainers included names such as Zee Entertainment Enterprises, also Grasim Industries and Nestle India. Top Nifty losers included names such as ONGC, Coal India, as well as NTPC. Now, a whole lot of sectors were in focus today. Most of the sectoral indices remained under pressure, with BSE metals, oil and gas, power and utilities falling over 1% each. And on the other hand, BSE information technology and technology stocks bucked the trend, logging in gains of 1% each. Now, besides IT and tech, BSE telecom was also up about 0.24%, too, closed in the green. Now, as many as 222 stocks, including Jayaprakash Power Ventures, Wiesmann, as well as Hindustan Foods, hit their lower circuits today. However, 191 stocks, including Reliance Capital, Reliance Infrastructure and Dishman Carbogenomics, hit their upper circuit on the BSE. Now, Havells India, Indian Oil Corporation, Oil India and Reliance Capital featured among the 78 stocks that hit their fresh 52-week lows on BSE, while Bharti Airtel, Can Fin Homes, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories and Varun Beverages were among the 64 stocks that hit fresh 52-week highs as well. Now, volume spike of 300 to 500 was seen in stocks like NTPC, Cadila Healthcare, Coal India and Wipro. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Just Dial, Z Entertainment, ICICI Prudential Life Insurance, and the short build-up was seen in stocks like Oil India, Vodafone Idea and ONGC. Apart from this, a whole lot of other stocks also were in focus on the back of news flows. After hitting a record high of 524 rupees per share in intraday trade, shares of Bharti Airtel paired gains to close marginally higher by about 0.6% after the DOT approved raising foreign direct investment in the company to 100% from 49% allowed earlier. Now, shares of Asian Paints closed nearly 2% lower after the company's December quarter revenue failed to meet market estimates. Now, revenue from operations was seen at 5,400 crore rupees, up 3% on a year-on-year basis, which was lower than the 5,662 crore rupees estimated by a CNBC TV 18 analysts poll. Apart from this, shares of Fortis Healthcare rose almost 4%, extending the gains into the third consecutive session after ace investor Rocky Jhunjhunwala increased his stake in the company during the December quarter. Now, Man Infrastructure share prices rose nearly 2% after the company bagged about a 78 crore rupees order from the government-run Indian Port Rail and Ropeway Corporation Limited. UPL share prices also fell about 2.5% today, as the Income Tax Department searched the offices and manufacturing plants of the agrochemical company. Now, technically speaking, Nifty continued to consolidate in the range of 11,800 to 12,500. Market experts said that the index was trading near the upper band of the range. Selling pressure has pushed the index towards 12,100 levels. Now, after showing weakness within a small range in the last session, Nifty failed to sustain the opening intraday gains and closed the day lower as well. Now, most of the experts who we spoke to believe that volatility is expected to remain high on the account of the upcoming budget. Traders are therefore advised to maintain a stop loss of 11,800 on the Nifty and accumulate on longs. Investors can consider increasing positions in the high-quality frontline and mid-cap stocks, and that's what most of the experts who we spoke to on Money Control have recommended. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.